She was even more beautiful at close proximity, and he admired how fearless she was in meeting his gaze after her survey. She was not a fool, for he knew she recognized what he was. Her gaze hardened then as she surveyed him, her disapproval so clear that he wondered whether he had imagined that glimpse of admiration. She might not be an angel, but she had the audacity of one, which Raphael liked well enough.
"Would you escort my sister to the board while I make Lady Jean and the Earl welcome?" Malcolm asked, and Raphael could only comply dumbly.
The weight of Elizabeth's hand on his arm was like a feather, her touch as cool as a river. He felt the curve of her breast brush against his arm, and was aware of no other soul in the hall. She held her head high and did not look directly at him. Raphael caught the scent of her perfume, and all within him clenched tightly. It was not simple lust that fired his blood, though. He was smitten with no more than a glance, just as his hero, Myrcid, had been. For the moment, he simply savored the mingled sensations of desire, admiration, and a keen awareness of the lady, for he expected only trouble from the choice of his errant heart. Lady Elizabeth was Malcolm's sister, which made her a noblewoman, and no man of property, even Malcolm, would let a man such as Raphael court his sister. It was a strange twist of fortune that allowed him to escort her as he did in this moment, and Raphael was a clever enough man to know that it might never happen again. This might be the closest he ever stood to her. This might be the sole time she ever touched him. He savored every single step. She might speak to him. That would be the sum of it. At best, he might catch a glimpse of her again. Their paths would never be tangled, much less joined. He would never touch her more than he did in this moment. And for the first time, Raphael regretted what he had become. He had had no choice, to his thinking, but still.
"Are you the one my brother replaces on Midsummer's Eve?" Elizabeth asked just before they reached the high table. Her dislike of the notion was more than clear, and again he admired that she was so undaunted. Her gaze locked with his, her disappointment in him evident. One censorious glance from this maiden, and all his life seemed to fall short of the measure, a measure Raphael had not guessed held merit for him. All this she had kindled within him with a look and a single question. He should have been terrified that a virtual stranger could have such power over him. Still, Raphael welcomed the fact she had any curiosity about him. Confirming her guess could only show him poorly in her view, yet she would not have asked if she had been one to avoid the truth. In this moment, he felt ashamed of his own weakness and could not meet her gaze.
"I am," Raphael confessed with reluctance, then continued with a rare honesty. "For he is a better man than I."
If he had expected her to argue his merit, Raphael was doomed to be disappointed.
"Indeed," she said, though her condemnation was less scathing than he had expected.
Did she see that there was hope for him? It was an unexpected and compelling notion. Raphael dared to meet her gaze, and his heart skipped that the lady did not turn away from him. Yet. Her words were low, but ardently spoken. Her clear gaze locked on his own with a resolve that made his heart pound. "I understand that when a man is given a chance, he is a fool not to seize it." Raphael was shocked that she fairly dared him to do differently. Elizabeth watched him closely, even as she challenged him to change his ways. Then she lifted her chin and turned away, taking her place at the board. It was unthinkable that Raphael should trade places again with Malcolm, that he should decline Malcolm's offer and put that man back in his debt. It was neither reasonable nor fair to break a wager willingly made. But Elizabeth's manner made Raphael feel a new guilt about the bargain he had struck. How remarkable that a maiden like this, one who should have shunned him on sight, was the one who saw there was promise in him. How like an angel to peer into the secret heart of a man and find a glimmer of light. Suddenly, the land Raphael had come to despise showed such uncommon appeal that he doubted he would leave Scotland anytime soon. No matter how much it snowed, no matter how cold the winters at Ravensmuir, it was worth enduring any physical discomfort to linger near a maiden such as Elizabeth. Indeed, she might take pity upon his condemned soul.